Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It kind of feels like that today, doesn't it?
Step up to the big tent, young and old.
It's... Or we could have used the Bachelorette music.
Oh.
Do you watch The Bachelorette?
No.
I've never seen an episode, but tonight is the night where President Trump gets to give someone a rose.
I would rather watch C-SPAN reruns than watch The Bachelorette. But I know it's going to be an extravaganza this evening set for prime time, right?
This is like nothing we have ever seen before.
It is like something we've seen before.
Uh-oh, like what?
The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And I think in his heart of hearts, Mr. Trump, President Trump, misses being on television in that context, right?
You're hired.
Do that again.
You're hired.
Oh, I plan to abuse that soundbite for a long time. I used to watch The Apprentice. I thought that was a great show.
It was a good show.
You're hired.
And the last episode of the finale, he doesn't give anyone a rose, but he says, you're hired.
You're hired as opposed to fired.
And that is really what this feels like tonight. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you are watching any kind of television tonight, certainly the 24-hour news networks are excited about it. But if you're watching ABC, CBS, or NBC, if you're watching The Bachelorette on ABC, he will be interrupting the program. Make that a little lower. So he's going to be interrupting the programming to bring you this. So you can only imagine the phone calls that the folks at ABC are going to get. If you're listening to CBS, if you're watching CBS, you're going to be right in the middle of NCIS.
Not NCIS.
And you might not know who done it.
No.
And then if you're watching NBC.
Oh.
It's
I'm
a
taping
place
that.
No American has ever been. The top of Mount Midoriyama.
America Ninja Warrior. Mr. Trump will be breaking into programming for this. Now you have some experience with this, right?
The president is our executive ninja warrior, and he is going on the air with big ratings. It's going to be big.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Yeah, I still have flashbacks. Mm-hmm. My time at CCO Television, we would interrupt grudgingly, sparingly, for tornado warnings. Tornadoes on the ground during Oprah. And there were at least a dozen occasions where I got threatening phone calls.
Well,
and
it's
emails.
Oprah, Paul. I mean,
they
come
said,
on.
Paul, it's not our county. I don't care. It's not my county. Get off the air.
And did you say, do you want those other people to die?
Well, what I would say as politely as possible under the circumstances, if it were your county, would you want us to interrupt programming with that information?
What was their response?
Well, they hemmed and hawed.
They go, well, we can get it from NOAA Weather Radio, or we can get it from CCO Radio. Yeah, you don't have to interrupt our favorite program, Paul.
I don't like when my stories get interrupted either. I still watch soap operas on CBS every day.
And people tape them, and then when you go back and watch your favorite show, you'd say, what the heck is this?
Right, there you are with some tornado watch that expired 6 hours ago.
But again, one train of thought is people who really want this information, by the way, it's been whittled down to three or four people, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge are top in line for replacing Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is about to step down. This is another big decision for the president.
Huge.
And he's milking it. And the thought being that on the fake networks,
ABC, CBS, NBC, the fake news. Mm-hmm.
But that the overall viewership would be much higher than if it was just Fox News, MSNBC, CNN.
So is it too much or do you love it? Do you love the drama of the current administration? Handsome Husband loves it. He thinks it's pure comedy. And when he wants to just have a laugh, he'll turn on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC because he says, I never know what to expect. And he could never predict what he wants, what's going to happen. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Do you love it? Do you love the drama? Or no, is it too much? And is it a circus like we started the show? We want to know. Are you eating it up or are you hating it? This person says, "Oh my, your true colors are showing. What happened to saying your show would be upbeat? I thought we entertained. We started with circus music. That is upbeat. You guys are going low. Nothing but negativity." Yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
Negativity.
3 hours of negativity every day.
Negativity. So there's that. So that's how that person feels. Thanks for texting in. Appreciate that. But what we want to know, do you love it? Handsome husband, kind of eating it up because he gets the small bites. He doesn't live it and breathe it like you and I do. He gets small bites. When he feels like he needs to be entertained with what's going on in our government, he'll tune in and be like, wow, couldn't have predicted that. And then he gets to tune out.
Well, I have a theory that President Trump doesn't really want to be president. He wants to be king. He wants to be adored, much like the royals are adored in the UK. They don't have to make any real decisions. They're figureheads, sure. But people love them.
Sure.
And I think, you know, from what I've read, what I've consumed, the president wants to be admired. He wants to be liked. He wants to be adored. Mm-hmm. But the presidency by nature comes with so much baggage, you know, battling with the media.
And you have to make
decisions. Second guessing everything he does. Everything.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's hard to be adored. Back in his time, George Washington wasn't adored.
I'm sure not.
For the longest time, President Lincoln was not adored.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan had some very tough years. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But it is a big decision for the president to make. Only the president can make this call under the Constitution. And it's a big deal. And a lot of conservatives have their fingers crossed and their favorite picks all lined up.
And they win no matter what. All of the justices there are highly qualified conservative justices.
Yeah, they're so all more than qualified. I hope he picks the woman candidate, Amy Coney Barrett. I hope so. But who knows? We'll
see. That's your favorite?
Well, I think it would be the right call for him to put another woman on the bench.
Here's her baggage, though. And I was listening to a podcast about this morning, that they people who have questioned her in the past, senators, congresspeople, have concerns that she's too religious, that her religious views, which are staunchly conservative, would overshadow her ability to make a fair and impartial decision.
Does the record show that?
She has responded back that no, I can absolutely keep
separate
them separate.
Church and state.
She says she has, but previous writings show her as very, very conservative. You know, not in favor of abortion. So when you say, you know, this woman would be not in favor of abortion. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying, that you think he shouldn't appoint a woman. Well, many of our texters have texted in and said, wow, that'd be great. The liberals would freak out if he appointed a woman. And I don't think anybody would freak out, because you're getting a conservative justice, whether they have whatever anatomy they have. You're getting a conservative justice. It's not really a gender thing. But that's the criticism against her. Look, there's criticism against all of them. I think when the president said he can't go wrong with any of his picks, he's probably right. They all have conservative views, and that's what you're going to get with any of his justices. So you can't go wrong.
They all have impeccable credentials.
Correct.
We'll see.
We'll see. And again, we're not going to project. What do I know? I don't know anything about these people. What do you know? We only know what we read or what other pundits say. You know, we'll find out tonight.
Yep.
I'm not taking any bets. I'm not wagering any money. That's for sure something I'd lose.
Do they bet on this in Vegas?
I'm going to Google that during
the
break.
Are there bookies we could put a bet on? I bet you can bet on anything, right?
Googling that right now. It's 3:19. So we'll take some calls if you want to chime in. Do you love it? Are you loving the circus? Or no, keep it on C-SPAN. I'll tune in if I want. 651-989-WCCO. Paul and I will be back in just a moment. This text just came in. Jordana and Paul here. Traffic heads up. Road blow, Highway 77, northbound right lane at 66th Street, Richfield Road. Road blow, Highway 5, eastbound left lane at Dell Road, Eden Prairie.
I think that's the pavement buckling. Is that the same thing? Is that a road blow?
Sounds dirty. Yeah. Okay.
See, now I didn't.
Jerry Peterson will be updating us on the road blow at 3:47 when we hit the traffic. But hey, thanks for the heads up, and we're here to serve.
Texter writes in, will the Twins broadcast be interrupted by the president's announcement? I sure hope not.
See, that's the question. Do you care enough to have your shows interrupted? Do you, you know, you could read it in the paper the next day. You could listen to WCCO radio after the Twins game. We'll have the information.
What kind of breaking news would make that okay? If aliens land in plane, I'd want to know, right? Right? North Korea launches some sort of a nasty missile in our direction. I'd want to know. They should interrupt for that.
Right. Even if I'm watching The Bold and the Beautiful, I probably need to know that. But the Supreme Court nominee, it can wait.
It could wait.
It can wait. I don't need you to bust in. If the rose is about to be given, or American Ninja Warrior is about to fall off some giant inflatable thing, or it's the moment they find the killer on NCIS, they crack the case. Sorry, SCOTUS. You're not so interesting anymore. I'm over it.
Unless SCOTUS were to show up.
Different story.
On NCIS.
Like if he actually got it.
Right? No, I guess you don't want to show up on
NCIS. To rule on the case right there?
To rule on the case, yes.
Or to tell the bachelor or the bachelorette that they picked the wrong person, maybe? Yeah, we can work that out.
So, I had a shingles vaccine today.
Wow, that's big day. Big day.
It's been a...
Right, hold on.
Wait.
Some more breaking news. Hold
on. Yeah. It's actually the first part of a two-part vaccine. The second part of the vaccine comes in 2 months.
Where do they give you the shot? In the butt?
No, in my arm.
They don't? Oh.
No, I offered.
Okay.
But she wasn't interested. She said, no, sir, please put a bag over your head and
then
roll, up your, roll up your sleeves. Shut the heck up.
But that's very painful, that disease.
Yeah, my late father-in-law had that. He died of cancer, but he said the most pain he's ever experienced in his life was from shingles, literally rolling around on the floor in pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just debilitating. And so,
terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should get that vaccine.
I was relieved of a little pain today.
Yes, you're second to youngest.
He's 12.
Maddox.
He got on a camp bus. And I miss him already, my baby boy, my favorite son. I only have one. Got on a camp bus for a month. That's it. See you in a month.
And no screens, no phones.
Oh, no devices. Did he have to leave them at home. They leave their devices at home.
All the toys at home.
Yep.
And if he wants to communicate, he writes a letter?
A handwritten
letter.
We sent him with stationery and stamps and addresses. Return address labels, a handwritten.
Wow.
I can't wait to get those letters.
It's kind of old school. I like it.
Usually they read something like this. Hi, Mom. I'm alive. Love you. That was actually one letter that he wrote me.
Not please send money?
No. And then a few weeks later, I got one. Hey, Mom. Louis choked on a pumpkin seed and threw up 3 times. Hope you're having a great summer. This is what I hear from my son. These are the letters.
So do they get money for snacks and
yes, they
that
have
kind of
like
stuff?
What you would call a canteen.
Okay.
And we put... The parents put in a certain amount of money and the kids can, you know, like go and buy a candy bar or
right.
whatever, a sweatshirt or, well, you know, they have things there that for their kids to buy.
But they actually have to interact face to face. Go out and play.
My big one's there for 6 weeks.
Wow.
He goes for 4. My little one leaves next week for 3.
When are you going to camp?
I know. That is my camp. Those 3 weeks are my camp. But let me tell you, Paul, with the shopping and the packing to get these kids ready to go, because, you know, there's nothing there. There's no Target runs. They don't leave camp. That's it. But the getting them ready and the packing list and making sure they have everything, it's fun. It's definitely a first world problem, but it's a lot of work. All you camp moms out there are nodding. Are going, oh, yeah, I know. You know, packing them up for a week. They do laundry once every 2.5 weeks or so. So you got to pack them ready for 2.5 weeks.
I went to Boy Scout camp for 2 weeks every summer, and I thought that was a long time. I can't imagine 4 or 6 weeks.
They love it.
Do they?
Love it. I loved it. Oh,
It's win-win. They love it, and you love the break.
They love it. They love it. Yeah, they're going to have a great time. So there he went.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Okay.
2 down, 1 to go. All right, we should take a break probably, unless you got something good over here.
Well, no. I mean, people who say that we dwell on negativity and don't give credit where credit
please.
Is due. This is a Goldilocks economy. I read a post at Fortune magazine today, Economic output in the second quarter, cooking at a 4% rate. Jobs are abundant. Last Friday's jobs report showed employers added 213,000 Americans to payrolls last month. Unemployment near historic lows for workers of all ages and backgrounds. Average hourly earnings for private workers rose 2.7% from 1 year ago. Decent, not enough to stoke fears of inflation. Interest rates on 10-year notes, after jumping above 3% earlier this year, have settled back closer to 2.8%, suggesting credit continues to flow freely. Even President Trump's favorite economic indicator, the trade deficit, is shrinking, defying expectations. You know, a lot of concerns now about the tariffs and what that might do. Is that going to take the bloom off the rose from the tax cuts, which definitely gave the economy a shot on the arm? Time will tell.
Hey, we're being positive.
We are being positive. The economy is cooking right now.
Some of your texts in response to the question we asked, hey, guys, trust me, I'll be watching Netflix. Luke Cage. That looks like a good show. It's about a superhero who's like bulletproof. I haven't gotten into that one yet. Hey, guys, Trump just loves a show. I could care less. I don't like any of the four candidates, so I won't watch it all. Yeah. Donald Trump and his Mickey Mouse show. In a few moons, it wouldn't be much a laughing matter. Americans will find out. And then there's this. Hey, Paul, I got a shingles vaccine, too. Good job. Good job, Paul.
Thank you.
Everybody
I didn't do anything.
Well, everybody should get your taking care
of
your health.
Signed up for a shot. You know, once a year I go in for an annual physical. I think it's a little like an automobile, right? You do the routine maintenance.
A little tune-up.
You reduce the odds of something major blowing up. But
a little look this way and cough.
Yeah, when he puts those gloves, those rubber gloves on.
And scene.
Oh, look at the time. I really must be going now.
It's 3:32. When we get back, a little more serious. Will the Trump administration meet the deadline tomorrow to reunite the immigrants with their children under five? They asked for an extension. Is it granted? We'll chat more about that after the news on CCO.
Jordana and Paul, happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in.
It is a happy Monday. I love the heat, so thank you for that.
It's just right out there.
I love it.
It's just
too hot for Sue.
It's hard getting it. You'd rather have 70, 72?
Bring it. I would like 32 degrees and snow. Thank you very much.
That's insane.
Can you give it a few months? Susan, please?
Yeah.
It's coming.
Love it.
Just give it a few months, please. Saturday night, the Trump administration released the names of all the children under the age of five who have been separated from their families. Turns out it's more than 100 kids under the age of five. Mm-hmm. A U.S. District Court judge in California ordered the list to be handed over by Saturday evening as he considers whether to extend tomorrow's deadline to reunify all the families. But government officials say they need additional time to track down dozens of parents who are no longer in custody, including 19 who have already been deported.
I would like to know what the plan was there. So you take a one-year-old, you put them somewhere, and then you deport the parent they came with. So administration, what's the plan? What are you going to do with that kid? We know the administration doesn't want that kid in the country. What are you thinking? Like, what's the long game here?
From what I understand, too, a lot of these kids under the age of five actually appeared before judges. And
by themselves, though.
By themselves.
Yes.
And they were climbing up on tables and, yeah.
Where's that circus music when you need it?
With us to explain what's going on and whether the administration has a prayer of reaching tomorrow's deadline is Anna Acosta. She's a law professor at William Mitchell. Anna, thank you for joining Jordana and me today.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Has the judge granted the administration additional time for the reunification process?
So as of right now, the judge has not granted an extension. Kind of what's going to happen next, there's supposed to be another hearing scheduled for tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, and the parties are supposed to give an update as to how far they've come with reunifying parents and kids. So we'll probably know more tomorrow.
Well, clearly it looks like the deadline's not going to be met, though. But is this sort of a false deadline? Because what is this judge going to do, put the whole administration in a timeout?
Yeah, I mean, that ultimately is the problem, that the government kind of holds all the cards
right.
as to whether or not and how quickly the parents will be unified with their kids. So, yeah, it's really anyone's guess as to what the remedies are. And kind of from what I'm seeing, there's not a whole lot that the judge can do if the government doesn't meet its deadline.
Anna, do you know the answer to what I was ranting about before we invited you on? I was curious. I don't know if you listened to me going off a little bit, but what was supposed to happen? Great. We apprehend you and then we send you back home. But your 2-year-old baby is in the custody of, you know, the U.S. government. What was supposed to happen to these kids?
I mean, it's pretty clear from how this process has unfolded, both with the separation of the parents and the kids when they were apprehended near the border, as well as the process of trying to reunify the parents and kids, that the government really didn't have a coherent plan to keep track of parents and kids as they were moving through the system separately. Mm-hmm. There could have been a number of things that the government could have done to make sure that the parents and the kids were, that their cases were connected. When someone has a deportation proceeding initiated against them, they get what, or even if they have any contact with our immigration system, they get something called an A number, which is very similar to a Social Security number. And if they had linked everybody's A number together when they were had arrived as a family, they really should have been able to easily connect the families together. But based on what's happening here, it's clear that no coherent process was followed. And that's very troubling, to say the least.
You know, they should ask the owners of Chuck E. Cheese, because at Chuck E. Cheese, when you go in, you get a stamp and it matches
right.
your kid's stamp. And then the kid can't leave without the parents. So the Chuck E. Cheese folks seem to have this all worked out.
Let's get Chuck E. Cheese on line two.
Right.
But again, if the goal, Anna, is to create fear, uncertainty, doubt on the part of illegal immigrants coming to the United States, didn't this sort of achieve that goal, at least partially, by creating fear among these people who are trying to get into the country that, oh, my goodness, you know, I might be separated from my kids. Maybe we better not make that 500,000, 1,500-mile trek to the U.S. border. I don't know. I mean, has it worked in a perverse way?
Well, it's really hard to say. And I think the other thing, too, that you have to keep in mind is that what the parents are facing at home that caused them to leave in the first place. So oftentimes these families are victims of horrific gang violence or other unrest in their home country. So they're really fleeing for their lives. And they're facing a really difficult dilemma. Do I stay in my home country and risk my safety and the safety of my children? Or do I roll the dice and come to the United States and then potentially have my kids taken away? And some of these parents may say, okay, my kid might be taken away, but at least my child will be alive. So this is, even though it's intended to create a deterrent effect, I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen when you think about what they're facing at home that caused them to leave in the first place.
It isn't just, in this case, it's not just for economic benefit. It's not necessarily to build a better life and enjoy the American dream. It's because they are concerned about the safety of their children, the safety of themselves, right? So it's the lesser of the two evils. Okay, let's take a chance, roll the dice, make the trip.
Absolutely.
Anna, do you think that 102, there were 102 named children on the list that Judge Dana Sabra wanted? Do you think it's only 102? Is that an accurate number?
You know, it's really hard to say. The attorneys from the ACLU did indicate that they thought the number might be higher, but the official number that we've been seeing in several news reports has been around 102, and it looks like about 54, or half of them will be reunited. But, I mean, the whole process has been very opaque. We don't really have solid numbers from the Department of Justice or the government as to exactly how many kids were separated from their parents and what the ages of those kids are that need to comply with this court order. So the one for tomorrow, it's children under 5.
Before we let you go, Paul mentioned that some of these kids, I was reading about a 1-year-old who arrived in front of a judge
right.
with, I guess, a court-appointed lawyer. And the judge said he felt sheepish about asking the defendant, I'm using my radio air quotes when I say mm-hmm. that, if he understood the charges because he's one. Have you ever seen this play out in your past experience? As I know you're a former immigration lawyer, now you're a law professor at William Mitchell College.
Yes. So the thing to understand, I think it's important for your listeners to understand, is that in civil immigration proceedings, when you are being ordered or going through removal proceedings, you're not entitled to a lawyer at the government's expense. You can only have a lawyer if you can pay for it or if you're represented by a nonprofit. And I have heard stories of very young kids having to represent themselves in their removal proceeding because they don't have a lawyer there with them. I have seen an immigration court here in the Twin Cities, very young children appearing with an attorney. So I remember one instance where I was in court and the little girl was so small that her feet didn't touch the floor and she was kind of swinging her legs, and it reminded me of my own daughter and kind of made my heart stop for a second. But yes, this is a reality. Kids are having to go through their immigration court proceedings on their own, and they're not entitled to a government-appointed attorney.
Ana Acosta, now a law professor at William Mitchell Law School and a former immigration attorney, thank you so much for your insight. We're grateful for your time, and we'll be calling you again.
Thank you, Ana.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll keep reporting
story.
On this.
It's a crazy story. And again, I wonder if there are going to be repercussions. You know, now it's the deadline is tomorrow. If they don't get all the kids, what happens?
My understanding, a significant percentage of GOP voters and Trump supporters did not necessarily like the family separation.
Of course not.
Many people thought that crossed the line. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Jordana and Paul here.
I've never seen this in print. We have a lactation expert.
Yes.
Wow.
She's actually going to have you do a demonstration on the radio for us.
That infant will be very disappointed.
No, the World Health Organization had very interesting debate about formula versus breast milk. And we Americans did not come out looking well at the end of that. We're going to talk about that at 5 o'clock.
Russia actually came out looking pretty good, though.
I don't think so.
They came to the defense of Ecuador.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, more on that coming up.
Interesting story. We'll be back after the news.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.